Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 22nd day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 14, 18-40, and reading the easy-to-read version. I thank God that my gift of speaking in different kinds of languages is greater than any of yours. But in the church meetings, I would rather speak 5 words that I understand than thousands of words in a different language. I would rather speak with my understanding so that I can teach others. Brothers and sisters, don't think like children, and evil things be like babies, but in your thinking, you should be like full-grown adults. As the scriptures say, using those who speak a different language and using the lips of foreigners, I will speak to these people, but even then, they will not obey me. This is what the Lord says. And from this, we see that the use of different languages show how God deals with those who don't believe, not with those who believe, and prophesy shows how God works through those who believe. Not through unbelievers. Suppose the whole church meets together and you all speak in different languages. If some people come in who are without understanding or don't believe, they will say you are crazy. But suppose you are all prophesying and someone comes in who does not believe or who is without understanding. Their sin will be shown to them, and they will be judged by everything you say. The secret things in their heart will be made known. So they will bow down and worship God. They will say, without a doubt, God is here with you. So brothers and sisters, what should you do? When you meet together, one person has a song, another has a teaching, and another has a new truth from God. One person speaks in a different language, and another interprets that language. The purpose of whatever you do should be to help everyone grow stronger in faith. When you meet together, if anyone who speaks to the group in a different language, it should be only two or no more than three people who do this, and they should speak one after the other, and someone else should interpret what they say. But if there is no interpreter, then anyone who speaks in a different language should be quiet in the church meeting. They should speak only to themselves and to God. And only two or three prophets should speak. The others should judge what they say. And if a message from God comes to someone who is sitting, the first speaker should be quiet. You can all prophesy one after the other. This way everyone can be taught and encouraged. The spirits of prophets are under the control of the prophets themselves. God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace. This is the rule for all the meetings of God's people. The women should keep quiet in these church meetings. They are not allowed to speak out, but should be under authority. As the law of Moses says, if there is something they want to know, they should ask their own husbands at home. It is shameful for a woman to speak up like that in the church meeting. God's teaching did not come from you, and you are not the only ones who have received it. If you think you are a prophet or that you have a spiritual gift, you should understand that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. If you do not accept this, you will not be accepted. So my brothers and sisters, continue to give your attention to prophesying. And don't stop anyone from using the gift of speaking in different languages. But everything should be done in a way that is right and orderly. Today we read something that Paul wrote, and he wrote, "The purpose of whatever you do should be to help everyone grow stronger in faith." And that's saying that the things we do in our lives, even simple things like saying hello to somebody in the morning or giving somebody a hug in the morning, those small things can help people. They can benefit people. They can benefit us. And Paul is saying to do things like that, but to help strengthen the faith of others. So like, asking questions of people, giving them answers to things, discussing with people respectfully, spreading with people respectfully. So let's pray that we will try to strengthen people's faith in the things we do. Dear Jesus, help us to try to glorify you and to try to give you praise through everything we do. Even the simple things we do in our lives, help us to be able to discuss with people, to converse with people, to encourage people to follow you more as we follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.